You are listening to Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. I'm your host, Chanel Scott. I'm a psychic medium and energy healer who has been supporting those on a spiritual journey for over a decade. I'm your tour guide into the world of the unknown, showing you that the magic of the universe is at your fingertips. I believe spirituality is simple and fun, and this podcast will make it easily accessible, giving you the real talk on all things divine and spiritual, helping you to step into the flow. Manifesting your dreams because we all deserve to be living our best life. Are you ready for an adventure? Hello, Sunshines, and welcome to a new episode of Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. My name is Chanel. I am your host and your spiritual tour guide. What I started to be able to talk about today, or wanted to talk about today, kind of shifted because I recognized that we also needed to address the full moon and the eclipse that is coming this week. So I really wanted to talk about mindset, as if you listen to the weekly channeled message, it talked a lot about mindset and how a mindset shift is really powerful. But they clearly were trying to get my attention to talk also about the full moon and the eclipse, because these all go hand in hand together. So it's going to be more of an energy update than it is just a rant about mindset, even though, you know, we can always use one of those. And I've done lots of them before, so go check them out in earlier podcast episodes. I love talking about mindset because it is incredibly powerful. By simply choosing to change your mindset, by simply choosing to shift, we begin to change the energy that we are carrying, and we can make a huge difference in our lives. So why is this important right now? Well, there is a lot of reasons. And a lot of it has to do with the energy of the, a lot of people are calling it new earth energy. It's this new frequency we've stepped into. That is a big part of it, because it is asking us to show up in a way that we have never shown up before. And we keep talking about this because we are slowly learning how it wants us to evolve and step up. Two, there is a full moon on Friday. There is a full moon later this week. And on top of that, there is also a lunar eclipse. So the full moon is in Virgo. It is a very soulful moon this month. And we then, on top of that, have this lunar eclipse to go on top of it all. This is a really powerful energy. Using the energy of the moon to begin with is incredibly powerful. Back in the day, long before, we followed a moon cycle calendar of 13 cycles of the moon, and the new year actually began in spring, which makes the most sense because that's when we start growing things. So the fact that we are 70% water and the moon's gravitational pull brings in the tides and the, it is important that we acknowledge the moon and all that it has to offer, the moon and the power that it has. But eclipses add a different energy to it as well. And this combination of things is coming in strong. The interesting part is that the energy doesn't feel overwhelming right now. Yes, there's a lot coming in. Things feel very heightened. Things feel like if you are in the spiritual realm, the stuff that has been happening. I literally had a dream about my client last night. And I didn't realize that that's what it was about, because it was a dream that was about me that I couldn't place in the morning until the client messaged for a session, an emergency session, that things were going on. And I was like, oh, that's theirs. So it is so incredible the way things are showing up right now. So let's just talk about this moon for a moment. Interestingly, this very rarely happens with me. It was very adamant that dragon energy came up for this full moon. Dragons are very transformative energies. They are keepers to the other side. They are keepers to portals and energies, and they have a very transformational power to them. If you want somebody on your team for creating change, you know, a spirit guide, a support system, call on dragon energy. We've all got them. But this dragon energy came up really strong, which again, speaks to transformation and change. The energy of this Virgo moon is really about opening up the doors, opening up the awareness to suppressed feelings and energies, really realizing our truth, deepening into that foundation of authenticity, and pursuing our dreams, getting into alignment with them, with this beautiful dragon energy. Now, a full moon likes to illuminate things, but we are also having a lunar eclipse at the same time. It's interesting because this lunar eclipse is very much bringing things to the surface. It is uncovering things. It is allowing us to see with more clarity. And it really has this detached energy feeling to it, which was rather refreshing, to be honest. When I tapped into that eclipse energy, it was like everything was such truth. It was almost like it was fact written on a piece of paper that I already knew. That, you know, this is a fact about life. This is a fact. This is a fact. And it's like the truth of that was just so, it's such a deep knowing that there wasn't even an emotional attachment to it. It was simply like, this is what's hiding in the shadows and I know it's there and I'm going to release it and let it go. I don't have an emotional attachment to it, which feels too easy for us because we look at those things and we go, oh, that's too easy. That's not going to work. And go listen. There is no easy button. We often look at things because we have this belief system that things need to be hard. We have this belief system. What is it? No pain, no gain. We talk about the hustle. Hard work pays off. We have all sorts of sayings for working hard. But the reality is that's not what the universe wants you to do. The universe just wants you to work smarter, you know, paying attention and finding the path of least resistance. What they are doing right now is giving us the path of least resistance. And they will show us how to release things, how to heal things, how to move forward from things with the least amount of resistance if we are willing to step up. Now, what I've seen already with this energy of this full moon, this lunar eclipse, is this place of, there are parts that we can no longer ignore. There are parts that are, and I don't want to use the word force because it doesn't feel that way. They're billowing softly to the surface. And it's not even that they're billowing. It's more like, again, that piece of paper that's being put in front of us that says, excuse me, these things, we need to deal with this to-do list. Because it really feels like we already know. We know the truth of the things that are keeping us stuck. We know the truth of the blocks and why they are there. And we even know what we need to do to release them. And it is really this piece of like stepping into it. Are you willing to step into this thing? Are you willing to acknowledge that piece, that shadow that needs to be released? And if you're open, it's going to give it to you so easily. It's going to be so matter of fact. If you resist, it's going to be way more painful. It's going to bring up a whole lot more emotions because you're just trying to shove them down. It is like you're being filled up with water and instead of letting it pour back out again, we're just keeping our mouth shut and plugging our nose and letting it fill up to the top until we're drowning in it. You create the pressure by resisting. By flowing, we let that water move through us. Then we allow those feelings, those emotions, and we move through them. We release them. We let them go. Part of the reason we resist is because we don't want to accept. And by accepting that this is the way something is, it's not blaming us for it. It's not saying, well, you didn't do your work. It's literally saying, this is a part of who I was, and I am going to live in a different way from here on forward. So this gets into what came up in the channeled message today. So if you haven't gone and listened to the weekly channeled message, go and take a listen. It's called Embody. This message was about what are the stories you tell yourself? That's our belief systems. And how are they affecting you? So for example, maybe you tell yourself that your job is safe. Even though you hate it, it's a safety net. And so you keep telling yourself this because you just need to keep going to your job every single day. But the reality is that you don't like what you're doing, you don't like the people that you're working with, and you don't like where you work. So the truth is going to come to the surface and is going to ask you, is this really a safety place? Or are you just afraid to move? So the story actually is fear. It's not safety. So the universe is asking us to acknowledge that and move from it. Story of no pain, no gain. No pain, no gain. You know, that is a story that, you know, gets told far too much. Far too much. But again, it's a story that if you're not working hard, you're not doing it right. But what if work doesn't feel like work? What if work is really simple? What if it's really smooth? What if it just feels really good to do the thing you do, even if it's hard, solid work? Carries a different energy. No pain, no gain. That, do you want to carry that energy around with you? One of the ones I do with my business clients all the time is the two questions of how do I make more money in my business and how do I serve my clients better? Let me tell you, they both have the same outcome. One holds an energy that is all about money and one holds the energy of service. So they carry very different energies. So we need to recognize the stories that we tell ourselves. So the other side of that piece of stories is often we create stories while we're children. That's when our like biggest stories get created. But often we make a story based on our knowledge and wisdom at a very young age instead of the story that it actually is. And often we create a story around other people's messes. I have to do this all by myself because there's nobody here for me. When the reality is that person or people, typically your parents, were doing the very best that they could and they were dealing with their own mental health, you know, their own demons, their own problems. And it wasn't that they didn't want to be there for you. They just weren't capable of being there for you. So instead, you created a story that said they weren't there for me and I just have to do it by myself. And it really is that the truth isn't that. The truth is that they just couldn't show up. So this whole energy right now, it's just like I said, it's the energy of the new earth. It is what we have to do right now. But also B, it is the energy of this powerful full moon and lunar eclipse. It literally is going to feel like a portal opens and there's this kind of space in it that we can see these things without the emotional attachment, that we have this truth and this awareness, and it just feels so right. So I really invite you to lean into that, to really experience it, to be present in it, because it is here to create the shift to move you into the life that you have always dreamed of living, if you are willing to do the work, which circles back again to mindset. Yes, your story, your belief system is part of your mindset. The patterns, the habits, the belief systems, those are all key. When we can identify the belief systems we have, we can ask ourselves if we are in alignment with them. And if we are not, we can have acceptance. Thank you, that belief system has kept me safe for so long. But I know better now. And I am choosing to be a different way. And in that, we get to step into a new way of being, which brings us to the title of the channeled message this week, Embody. When we embody the mindset, the energy, the frequency, the alignment of what it is that we want to create, we begin to move things in a different way. And it literally starts with a thought. And then it is a commitment to that thought. And it is about creating the frequency, the vibration, the energy of that thought. And then expanding it and expanding it and expanding it. And when it comes up and we feel pushed against, then we just take that pause and we revisit that energy that we want to create. And we reestablish it. And then we say, no, this is the mindset I want. And you can move into it further. Mindset is incredibly freaking powerful. And if you don't want to work with someone like me or a coach or somebody else in the spiritual realm or NLP or whatever, go get a book. Go get Dr. Joe Dispenza's book, the one about changing your mind. There are so many books out there, but Dr. Joe Dispenza writes a good one. He's a little hard to you got to pull it apart a bit. He repeats a lot. It's a thick one, but it's good. It tells you what you need to know. He's a smart cookie. So there you have it. Virgo full moon, lunar eclipse, shift in energies. What's your story? You have the power. You have the pen. Write your own story. Thank you, my friends. Thank you for listening to me travel on through the ethers and share the divine messages that come through. I am always incredibly grateful to be here on your spiritual journey and for you to be here on mine. Coming up this week, Friday, Yoga Nidra, if you're looking for some rest and relaxation, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, March 14th, so the full moon's Friday. At 7 p.m., like I said, you can join me on Zoom or in person at Dundas Yoga and Fitness. It's always pay what you can. This month I have spa yoga on the 21st. It is a Friday night in Dundas Yoga and Fitness. A little yoga, facial, it's going to be divine. I am back at Mystic Ramen on Thursday, March 27th. What else? Then there is the past life regression. That is Wednesday the 26th. That's on Zoom. It's an incredible little meditation that takes you into wisdom that you didn't know existed. I love it. I'm so excited. And then the Night with Spirit for March is already full. And April, I only have 3 spots left. So if you are looking for a spot in the April Night with Spirit, jump on it, get on the website and purchase because it's filling up fast. It's time to go. Thanks, everybody, from my heart and soul to yours. Until the next time. Bye now.